those who are listening. My name is Emma Wang, the host of the Anything and Everything podcast. Today we'll be sharing the famous poem Change Sings by Amanda Gorman, an American poet and activist famous for addressing black identity, injustice towards feminism, and climate change. She was diagnosed with auditory processing disorder when she was young, but she never let that get in her way of poetry. She began writing her first poem at the age of 8 and graduated at the top of her class in Harvard in 2020. Before we further discuss, I have with me today Sabrina Fung, an advocate reader of poetry, and Kaiten Chum, an expressive person who explores the possibilities of change. Both are current students of Lord Byng Secondary and are the guests of today's episode. Now, let's get to know the poem's title first. So, Sabrina, the poem's title is Change Sings. How do you interpret the metaphor of change as a song? And why do you think she chose this particular metaphor to describe change?
As songs are dynamic and unifying in nature, songs are stronger if they are sung together. Mm-hmm. By using Change Sings as a title, Amanda Gorman suggests that change is happening with the support of many people. Mm. A song has a purpose, just like its melody, to convey what they want to deliver. In this case, the community is fighting for a goal and purpose. Yet, since many songs have intricate notes and peaceful music, the use of a song encourages that change can occur peacefully with no turmoil happening.
Yeah, I agree. The idea of change as a song encapsulates the motion that change is not a chaotic force, but one that can be orchestrated and embraced. It speaks to the potential for beauty and unity within the process of transformation. Now, after interpreting the title, let's get a deeper understanding of the poem, Change Sings by Amanda Gorman. I can hear change humming in its loudest, proudest song. I don't fear change coming, and so I sing along. I scream with the skies of red and blue streamers. I dream with the cries of tried and true dreamers. I'm a chant that rises and rings. There is hope where my change sings. Though some don't understand it, those windmills of mysteries, I sing with all the planet and its hills of histories. I hum with 100 hearts, each of us lifting a hand. I use my strengths and my smarts, take a knee to make a stand. I'm bright as the light each day brings. There is love where my change sings. I show others tolerance, though it might take some courage. I don't make a taller fence, but fight to build a better bridge. I talk not only of differences from where and how we came, I also walk our differences to show we are the same. I'm a movement that roars and springs. There is a wave where my change sings. Change sings where? There, inside me. Because I'm the change I want to see. As I grow, it grows like seeds. I am just what the world needs. I'm the voice where freedom sings. You're the love your bright heart brings. We are the wave starting to spring, for we are the change we sing. We're what the world is becoming, and we know it won't be long. We can all hear change strumming. Won't you sing along?
Wow, she ate that up!
And she left no crumbs!
Such a sophisticated, elegant message.
Okay. I mean, yes, very much so. It is such a sophisticated and elegant message, yes.
I agree.
After reading the poem, we know that Amanda Gorman is trying to express that we have the power to change the world, our communities, and ourselves, through the power of singing along together. Now, Kaiten, the poem features vivid imagery and sensory details, such as skies of red and blue streamers. How do these images contribute to the overall message of the poem? What emotions or associations do they evoke for you?
Red and blue, both powerful colors, symbolize fire and water. Red stands for power and that the nation is not going to back down, while blue is a peaceful river, suggesting that they can advocate for their rights peacefully. Red and blue are also the colors of the American flag, implying that a background and identity is important in change, as well as strengthening readers' relationship and attachment to the verse.
Such references serve to root the poem in a cultural and emotional landscape, making the abstract concept of change feel tangible and immediate. It calls upon collective memory and shared symbols to deepen the reader's connection to the poem. And in the lines, "I hum with 100 hearts, each of us lifting a hand," Gorman emphasizes unity and collective action. Sabrina, how do you think this collective effort is portrayed throughout the poem?
To add on to Caton, the effort is not the result of one individual, but instead it is the result of unity and a whole community fighting for change. Mm-hmm. In the poem, for instance, the line, "I don't make a taller fence, but fight to build a better bridge," clearly displays collective action, hinting that one person cannot build a whole bridge, but through a community's collaborative efforts, they can.
Those are all good points, but can you share any personal experiences or any historical examples that you know of that can support these points that you're making about themes of unity and collective action?
Sure. Even in history, change has been advocated not through individuals, but as a team. The March in Washington on Jobs and Freedoms in 1963, organized by Martin Luther King Jr., and the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, displayed the collective effort attracting almost 250,000 people to advocate for the economic and civil rights for African Americans in the Capitol.
That's a nice example, but let's turn the question to Caton. What do you think are some historical events or any personal experiences that support Sabrina's point?
Yeah. Unity is like breaking pencils. One pencil is easy to break. No problem. But a collective bundle of pencil is going to take much more effort to do. If we trust each other, we can make the world better.
Yes, that sure is a very expressive way of saying that collective effort is a harmonious endeavor that underscores the belief that meaningful change requires the participation of many. It highlights the interdependence that of individuals within a community striving towards a common goal. As Gorman continues to write, "Though some don't understand it, those windmills of mysteries, I sing with all the planet and its hills of histories." Caton, how does she address resistance to change in these lines? What do you think she means by windmills of mysteries?
The quote states, "Many of us might not know change is happening around us, while some may recognize it, but don't like the idea of change." Windmills of mysteries implies that change could be confusing or hard to understand, thus creating resistance. Like many people of minority backgrounds were treated unjustly with their ideas not heard, their history becomes a mystery. Though the speaker is speaking on their own history, they are speaking on behalf of their own community.
That's a nice perspective. The concept of windmills of mysteries is profound, as it encapsulates the often irrational nature of opposition to progress. By singing with the planet and its histories, Gorman advocates for a global historical awareness that transcends immediate fears and prejudices. The poem then touches on themes of hope, resilience, and progress. Sabrina, how does Gorman's use of language and structure convey these themes? Are there particular lines or stanzas that stand out to you in illustrating these ideas?
Of course. The poet highlights many illustrations of hope, resilience, and progress, as you mentioned. At the outset of the poem, the poet indulges in the struggles of advocating for change, using vivid detail in the verse, "I dream with the cries of tried and true dreamers." Yet, the community does not back down, but shows resilience. They tell us that they are dreaming, but they are also working hard to turn their dreams into reality. Through the phrase, "I'm a chant that rises in wings, there's hope where my change sings," clearly shows that. Although the community is often treated unjustly, they are hopeful that progress will occur and change will happen.
I agree. The language and structure of the poem indeed mirror its thematic content. It creates an immersive experience for the reader. Gorman's poetic craftsmanship ensures that the reader not only understands the poem, but feels the enthusiasm and determination she's trying to convey. She continues to represent this in the words, "Take a knee to make a stand." This is a powerful phrase within the poem. Caton, how do you interpret this line in context of social justice movements? What significance does this phrase hold for you personally, or in a broader societal context? Please elaborate.
This reminds me of an article I once read on Colin Kaepernick, telling us for change to happen, sometimes you must kneel for what you fight for and what is right for your society. It showed how impactful something as simple as kneeling can be. In the article, he claimed that he could not stand to show pride in the flag of a country that oppressed black people and people from minority groups during a football game. His powerful, peaceful action sparked many media discussions. The fact that he didn't even use any violence, cause huge dramas, or use any hateful words, and yet was able to inspire many others to fight for what they believed in, shows how much of an impact one small action can have. He was taking a knee to make a stand in argument, to advocate for what he thought was right.
Yeah, I agree. The juxtaposition of kneeling and standing within this phrase encapsulates the dual nature of protest. Humble yet powerful, respectful yet defiant. It's a reminder that true strength often comes from acts of vulnerability and solidarity. Moving on. Toward the end of the poem, Gorman shifts from I to we. Sabrina, how does this shift in perspective affect the reader's understanding of the poem's message? Why do you think she makes this transition?
Through the poem's shift from I to we allows me, as a reader, to recognize that change is more powerful as a group and that teamwork makes dream work. It is as a team that can make an impact on society. Gorman's change invites me to not lie back on the couch and eat potato chips, but instead take part in change myself and do what I can to advocate for what I want.
I understand. This transition from the individual to a collective is pivotal, as it broadens the scope of the poem's message. It invites the reader to see themselves as a part of a larger movement, united by a common vision of change. As we move on, in your opinion, how does Change Sings reflect Amanda Gorman's broader body of work and public persona? Kaiten, how does this poem connect to her earlier works and her role as an activist and poet? What feelings does this poem arouse for you?
In all of Gorman's amazing works, she talks mostly about justice, hope, and making the world a better place. Through the poem, I can see hope for the future, as she refers to change as a song that can still happen for more equity. I feel confident that change will happen sooner or later, but all we can do is sing along.
That's a good perspective. Gorman's work indeed resonates with some sense of urgency and possibility, reflecting her commitment to social activism. Her poem serves as a bridge between the personal and political, inviting readers to engage with both. Now, as educators and parents use Change Sings to inspire young readers, Sabrina, are there any specific activities or discussions you would recommend helping them engage with the poem's themes and messages?
As I have said earlier, through the amazing poem Change Sings by Amanda Gorman, people of all ages may be influenced to never fear change that is coming by having courage. By analyzing the poem, readers can interpret the poem in their own way and sing their very own song of change.
Such interactive and reflected activities can transform the poem from a passive reading experience into an active engagement with its themes. They empower young readers to see the relevance of Gorman's messages in their own lives and communities. In the last lines, Gorman finally ends with an invitation. We all hear change strumming, won't you sing along? Kaiten, how do you interpret this call to action? What can individuals and communities do to sing along with the change Gorman envisions?
Change is happening. Why don't we all join and make a difference in our society? Participate in your local protests. Fight for what you believe. Talk with friends and families. Don't be a bystander. Act immediately. Join your community through people's exertions and efforts. Individuals can make a profound impact on others.
Indeed, this call to action serves as a powerful reminder that we each have a role to play in shaping the future. Gorman's words inspire us to look beyond ourselves and work together for a better world. Okay. Now that we've analyzed the poem and had a deeper understanding of it, do you both have any new insights about the poem's title?
The title Change Sings serves a deeper message to my views on change and our society as a whole. It teaches us that we all have a role to play, to look forward to be hopeful.
Yeah, I agree with Sabrina. Change is something to look forward to, and everyone should follow along with others' movement regards to change.
Thank you, Sabrina and Kaiten, for sharing your profound insights on Amanda Gorman's Change Sings. Your perspectives have surely enriched our understanding of this powerful poem. To our listeners, we hope this discussion has inspired you to reflect on your own role in the Song of Change. Remember, as Amanda Gorman so beautifully puts it, we are the wave starting to spring, for we are the change we sing. Until next time, keep exploring, keep reflecting, and keep singing along. I'm Emma Wang, and this is the Anything Everything podcast. Thank you for listening.
Hey, thanks for having us on this podcast today. Consider giving the Anything Everything podcast a follow, as they produce amazing work all created by passionate students.